I'll do a little follow-up to yesterday around this time. We were talking about one of the aspects of what we're going through with some of the restrictions with the COVID-19, you know, coronavirus, is not being able to do our bottle returns, bottle can returns, you know?
Yep.
And now there was a report that said right now Michigan residents are holding about $50 million in bottle and can returns. You know, how's that going to happen once you can start doing that? There was an estimate from one of the recyclers who deals with all this who thinks it could be 20 to 25 weeks. That's like half a year just to get caught up in all the returns.
I believe it.
And some talk about maybe it won't even happen at stores, that maybe there'll have to be some special sites where maybe it's a bulk weigh-in kind of thing. I was looking for, and this all was because of a story I'd seen online, and I think it was online in the Detroit Free Press. And I was looking a little bit more into the story, and I just discovered some things. I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. I wanted to kind of do a little follow-up. And I thought there were more states involved, but it says here only 10 states have bottle and can deposits. I thought there were more. It's Michigan, California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, and Vermont are the 10. Like I said, I thought there were more, but it says here just 10.
Yep.
And it says every state in the COVID-19 restriction process, every state has allowed retailers or collection facilities the right to limit or stop bottle and can returns without penalty. Some states reducing the number of collection sites, but Michigan is the only state that has shut down its entire system for returns.
Yeah, no options.
Yeah, no options at all. I did not know that.
Yeah.
I also did not know that Michigan ranks third behind only California and New York when it comes to bottle returns.
I can believe that.
And it says here there's a couple of reasons.
Look at the
why.
Size of the states involved.
Yeah, and it's also, it says, because we have one of the highest deposits. At 10 cents.
Yep.
Yeah, most are like pennies or nickels. So you add the dime on that.
Question is now, when do you start depositing water bottles, fruit juice bottles, and
all those other
all
things?
All those things.
Yeah. And I did not know this, and I'm guessing, the way the story is written anyway, it says Michigan also offers one of the most simple return systems in the country, as we allow people to take returnables back to the stores that were purchased, not to recycling sites.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought about that process because it does, you know, as much as some people think it's a hassle, I mean, just taking it back to where you purchased it, it's a pretty simple process instead of having to pack everything in the trunk of a car or the back of a pickup and having to take it to a recycling site.
I think it's kind of fun shooting the bottle into that little hole in the machine. See how fast I can do it.
I particularly like doing a glass bottle because I like to hear it break.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And it says here that, according to a report, that every year per year since the year 2000, total refunds in the state range generally between $345 to $425 million per year.
Wow.
That is a lot of money.
Of course, you paid it.
You did.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. You paid it.
You did.
You're just getting your money back.
But to think of that, that's how much you know, you think about how many bottles and cans it represents. And if we didn't have the deposit, there's already enough people that don't do returnables anyway that throw their stuff around. Imagine how much it would be if we didn't have the deposit laws.
Hey, I wonder how much of a bit of a windfall, maybe that's a bad word, because not everybody takes their bottles back. You know, some throw them away, some unfortunately still toss them out the car windows. You wonder how much of the money we paid doesn't come back to us. Now, of course, I think the retailers will make the case that they have to buy the expensive equipment to process it and all that stuff. So,
but they make profit off the beverages they sell.
Yeah, and they make profit off the beverage to start with. So,
now, it does say in this story that the state treasury department collects all unclaimed deposits.
Oh, is that right? Of course they do.
In 2018, it says Michigan had a record $42.8 million in such. Yeah, it goes to the state's Cleanup and Redevelopment Trust Fund.
Wonderful. All right.
I should say 75%, it does have a percentage rate, 75% goes to that fund, 25% is returned to retailers.
They
do get a little something. Gee whiz.
Wonderful.
But despite all this, as it sounds like everything's, you know, oh, wow, this recycling, how about, well, we're doing. Our overall recycling rate of all products is 15%, half of the national average. So we're doing great on the bottles and cans, you know, all the other things that you can recycle, yeah. Apparently we lack.
Yeah.
Need more education out there.
Yeah, more people that are engaged. And as in this talk that we're, you know, as Pat Johnston reminded us in his community, they're not even taking any recycling right now.
They're not picking it up. Yeah,
that's a localized issue right there, so...